Ross and Randy Show!
Ross and Randy Show!
What do you know?
Alright. We're on, finally. Okay. This has been a long time coming. In fact, this morning when we were talking about it, we're like, when are we gonna do this? And it was today.
Yeah.
So actually, we turned this on without having a single topic to talk about. We kind of like vetoed some topics like your mom and other stuff. We're just kind of going at it.
We got a piece of paper with four things written on it.
That's right.
That's about all we need.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, if you were logging on to find this podcast even remotely helpful, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
So I guess the only thing that we could really talk about today is just band news in general, where we're at with recording.
Yeah.
So some of you maybe have been following some of our content online, maybe not, and like you're just kind of seeing it randomly, which is fine because we got $7 free to boost some of our posts, which was kind of nice.
Yeah, so we've actually netted more money in this band than we've lost right now.
Yeah, exactly. We're in net positive, I think.
$7.
That's correct.
We dropped $50 on strings yesterday.
Okay, yeah, so we're actually in the red right now. That's good. So,
that's
you know,
good.
If you just want to log on and get to our Patreon and give us some $7, that would be great.
We don't have a Patreon yet.
No, we don't have a Patreon. That may be coming in the future, so be looking out for that. So, you might have seen us doing some stuff like cooking and some gear rundowns. But in general, we really haven't posted any music at all, which is sort of a problem if you're a band.
A band that doesn't have music out, but a band that has more cooking videos than music videos.
That's usually an issue. But we've had some things going on, you know, that are noteworthy. Randy actually played in a show not too long ago. Randy, you want to talk about what that was all about?
Yeah, so I was with this band. They're called Aftermath, and they're a high school band. I just got introduced to them by playing a few shows with them. And they're a thrash band, definitely, and they needed me to fill in on drums. And I'll just say that was probably the most painful experience of my life, playing drums that fast. Ross has a video of me playing Master of Puppets, and I think the look on my face said, please end me now.
Yeah, so, and you know, it was a good experience for me, because I've always been frontman, so being a roadie for a night was kind of fun. You know, I got pizza out of it, like, there's, like, a girl looked at me.
Yeah.
That was, like, once. So that was pretty cool. I got to hold a guitar,
you know.
And be around sweaty dudes.
We didn't even let you tune, though.
I know. I didn't even get to tune the instruments. But
I think the highlight of that night was, see, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, like 7 guys all piling into my red mom van and eating pizza. There was so much hot air in that van afterwards that it condensed and froze on my windows, and I had to drive home in like negative 10 degree weather with my head out the window because I could not scrape it off.
Yeah, that was a good So, I mean, if you're interested in being a roadie, just know what you're getting into, you know.
Yeah.
You might get to be around a female, maybe.
Pizza and hot air, that's what you're
right.
getting.
That's right. You're definitely going to be around a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
And see some weird things. That's about what it's like to be a roadie. So I appreciate that experience, Randy. Thank you so much.
Of course. You know, anytime. It's a humbling experience.
Being on that.
So, yeah. In other news, some things that we have coming out here pretty soon. We're hopping back on the recording train, as well as the writing train. We actually have some really fresh music, like stuff we wrote last night. We're super excited to share that with you guys. You'll probably get some just iPhone videos of that one.
Contrary to popular belief, we actually do have music. It's in production right now.
Yeah.
So, a couple of people who have been lucky enough, or actually maybe in just the wrong place at the wrong time, have heard some of the music that we've been throwing down. So.
Yep, we played at a jazz festival with no drums and a very echoey room. So,
yeah, that venue may or may not have been a mistake.
But hey.
You know, it was just good to dust off the old instrument and, you know, plug in and watch some old people, you know, cover their ears. That was really good.
The highlight of that night for me was I got to use my wireless system. So that was just giving it a trial run. That we're going to go out somewhere, I'd want it to go out there.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there's some other things. Obviously, this podcast is a new one.
Yeah.
We're going to try to make this at least informative in the future. We may be a band, but we're also music enthusiasts, so mm-hmm. we like to see other musicians succeed. And you know, if you're a musician or a songwriter, we love to talk music and talk about songwriting. That's something that we do for 90% of our conversations is songwriting. And we'd love to do some local artist interviews too.
Yeah, for sure. We're talking to Will Summers. He's the lead vocalist for Night in a Tiananmen's. I hope I'm saying that right. And then like the lead guitarist and the drummer and the bassist from that band are all in Rapture. We really like to talk to them because, you know, they're a pretty dominating presence here around Billings. And I think that, where did they go? Just like Seattle recently? Or somewhere.
Somewhere important.
Yeah, like they just recently played a show way out of the way of Billings. So, you know, it's really cool that they're starting to really get a fan base outside of Montana.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We should have the Aftermath guys come in here.
Yeah, for sure.
And just talk about, like, what their practice sessions are like. I sat in on a couple of them. You know, I got to play bass really poorly. And they seem to enjoy that. I enjoyed it too. I'm an awful bass player. I'll admit that. That's fine. But you know, it didn't really matter because I wasn't even plugged in like most bass players. So
right. Dude, your new wireless system is so cool. Oh, it's not plugged in, man.
Yeah, just turn me down in the mix. No problem. It's cool.
Yeah.
So that'll be something to kind of look forward to. Potentially doing some bands. Also like to see if we can get some venue owners on here too and just talk about what it's like to run a venue that has bands going and you know just kind of what they're looking for. If anyone's interested in that kind of stuff, I hope you are. If not, we won't do it. So it's kind of, you know, as much as we like to say this is our podcast, it's really focused on what you guys want to hear from us. You know, if you like us doing stupid stuff and cooking and, you know,
oh, there's gonna be more cooking videos.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, there'll be lots of stupidity.
Yeah.
That probably won't go away. But we're going to try to have a full range of things and at least be remotely helpful, you know, or fun and entertaining to listen to. So I hope that you guys stay tuned. This is sort of like the prequel to, you know, and everyone says that the prequels are bad, but I feel like this is not too bad so far without a script and like some hand scribbled like on a piece of paper and to figure out what we're gonna do.
Well, you see, there's no basis in this podcast, so it's like taking Star Wars and cutting out Jar Jar Binks completely.
Yeah, so that's kind of what it's like.
I hope Seth does
a little bit. Is he a Jar Jar Binks fan?
I have no idea.
Okay, well,
or
I
Ellie,
mean, if he, yeah, she doesn't even know what Star Wars is about. She thought it was about planet Earth.
And so, there were trees.
Yeah, there's some trees, and that's important to the plot. And if you had no idea what that was about, you know, maybe you should catch up on what we've been posting on our page.
Yeah.
And when you go to our page and try to catch up, none of that information is on there, so you're actually going to just be lost.
But keep looking so we get views.
Yeah, exactly. Tell your friends, you know, that there's a band out there that doesn't have any music, but they're actually kind of fun to pal around with on the internet.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you can just, I don't know if this is like a fan page or like a fan thing, but you guys, you don't need to be fans. You just need to be, you're just honorary members, part of the band. That's kind of what it is. You know, we're just here to have some fun and, you know, maybe see where things take us. We'd like to start playing shows sometime soon. And honestly, if you know any music enthusiasts, we'd like to get in touch with them.
Yeah, for sure. And if you yourself are, I mean, you know, you don't need to be part of a band or anything. If you are a gear nerd, we'd love to sit and chat with you. Because, I mean, I don't think that Ross or I are the most intense gear nerds in the world. And we would love to just sit and talk music equipment for however long you can talk about it. We'd certainly be excited, and even with like again, venue owners, other bands. If you're a solo artist looking to just play some music, come chat with us. You know, I mean, we'd love to do anything.
Well, I think that ends our prequel episode.
Yeah.
You know, reasonably short and sweet. You just wasted about 10 minutes of your life.
going on 11.
But, you know, going on 11 minutes now. That's right. But, I mean, just keep an eye out for content. We're going to be posting stuff more often. We just been kind of doing stuff to get our feet on the ground here in Billings. So everyone knows how that is with when you're working a real job.
Yeah.
You know, not to say that being in a band is not a real job, but...
it's not paying yet.
If it's not paying, then it's not a job yet. So just thank you for tuning in and keep an eye out for more content and more podcasts. So this is the Ross and Randy Show.
What do you know? Oh!